free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And your host for your freedom back on the air. It's our second show. Since our first show, there's been fires all over California, and the sun is throwing a Molotov cocktail in our direction tomorrow. It may bring down the grid. And what a coincidence. I'm not a coincidence theorist, so we won't go there. But it is part of the topic of tonight's show, which is the 39,000 year back to the Stone Age pole shift and how it occurs. It starts when the earth warms up and there's methane released from the pole, just like the scientists are talking about now, and it's happening now. That methane can then be ignited by a solar flare. Now, a micronova wouldn't even need the methane, and it would probably completely flip the Earth from north to south. But we're talking about something that happens with just an ordinary solar flare at a certain time. And that time is when the Earth is tilted towards the center of the galaxy. This causes a lowering of the magnetic fields, which we are seeing now, and a separation of the dip pole, the dip magnetic pole, which is induced by the interplanetary forces, or interstellar, and the geomagnetic pole of the Earth in Canada. Right now, the dip pole is, I think, near the top of the world, and the geomagnetic pole is still at, I think, 80 west and maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure the latitude, 70 or 80 latitude. At any rate, those poles want to reunite, but it requires about some number times 10 to the 18 zeros tons of force in order to move the skin of the Earth over the mantle. So it can only happen at a certain time. Getting back to the solar flare on our methane, this causes a huge firestorm at the North Pole, possibly the South. And that firestorm will lock up a whole bunch of carbon dioxide. Oh, by the way, this is the end of global warming. If you go back in history, every 39,000 years, carbon dioxide goes up and then it suddenly goes down again. That's because of this event locks up all that carbon, or a lot of it, in this huge firestorm in charcoal, which has a half-life of 1,000 years before it starts giving the carbon back to the environment. So that sucks up a huge amount of the carbon that would normally be gassing from the decaying plants when they die. And therefore, global cooling and a growth of the glaciers. Of course, leading into this, we're going to have huge amounts of heat, starvation from famine, because the weather is not going to be conducive to growing. You will have fires and deserts and droughts on one side of the continents and monsoon rains and flooding on the other side of the continents. But again, at this pivotal moment when the global warming turns into an ice age, the whole Arctic area is lit up. So therefore the jet stream becomes this ring of plasma going around the Earth. Now we're entering into some highly repressed and classified scientific knowledge on gravitational lensing and advanced plasma physics. But that ring of plasma has the ability to cancel gravity for the tectonic plate beneath it to some degree, therefore lifting it up as if it was hydroplaning. And now those two magnetic poles that were held apart because it wasn't the 10 to the 18 zeros tons of force available, now that's much, much less because of the anti-gravity effect. And therefore, those magnetic poles move, or I should say the geomagnetic pole in Canada, that big chunk of iron, slides the crust of the Earth towards the dip pole, causing all kinds of volcanic activity, earthquakes, and a new location for all the polar ice. That's why in previous times, 13,000 years ago, when the last time the Earth tipped towards the galactic center, the ice was centered over Canada, and the Earth's crust moved so that it became more warm in the United States and Canada. Now, there will also be, of course, a huge flood, just like in the times of Noah, because all that ice is going to melt and slosh around, and there's lots of evidence for huge flows of water across the western United States, near the northern borders of the United States, and there was, mammoths in Siberia, where there's ice today that were quick frozen. There's a huge amount of evidence for this, and it's coming again. Normally, it wouldn't be here for another 26,000 years, because the warming that caused the methane to leave the Arctic area 13,000 years ago was caused when the Earth tilts more towards the sun. This happens every 39,000 years as part of the Milankovitch climate cycles. It's called the obliquity cycle. So this is a natural global warming that gets it warm enough so that the methane is released. Once the methane starts being released, it is 100 times stronger than carbon dioxide in inducing more global warming, so it creates a self-reinforcing cycle that quickly accelerates the heat and the release of even more methane until the solar flare ignites it into a huge firestorm. Randall Carlson has done a lot of work on this, and he was first inspired to get into this field, in which he has become obsessed, by looking out over the Minnesota River and seeing the bluffs on the other side and envisioning a huge, huge river instead of the small one that is there now. And he has gone into further evidence on this, and he is, as I said, he's obsessed by this. At the time he had this inspiration, he was apparently on psychedelics. Now, someone else is also became obsessed with an Arctic storm that created an ice age. You can look up Osley's Dream Ice Age. This is Osley, who used to make all the LSD for the acid tests for the Grateful Dead back in the day. And the other thing is there are two people that were inspired while on psychedelics, and there's also an astrological coincidence between the dates. It was April 1982 for Osley, and the summer of 69 for Randall Carlson. And as Marshall McLuhan used to say, the medium is the message. These two individuals were probably telepathically contacted by an alien culture warning us of this event, and they became obsessed with it. Osley said it was, the dream was like watching TV. It was like a transmitted signal. Now the more dead air. I'm famous for dead air. It's my forte. Now this suggests to me that the aliens who are warning us, and there's also a warning on the vulture stone at Göbekli Tepe, timed to about 10,944 BC. So the aliens who are warning us probably take psychedelics, and I don't think they're the same aliens that are abducting people and hybriding them. So these good aliens are warning of this event through psychedelics. So I take this as a confirmation of my mission to monkey wrench the evil aliens who are using telepathy to control us. And the way to monkey wrench them is through psychedelics. And in this case, psychedelic mushroom. Stop the robo Nazi aliens from taking over your planet. That's right. Don't let them telepathically hybridize into your world when you can easily stop them by simply taking magic mushrooms. Yes, it's true. Psilocybin can save your planet from alien invasion. Shroom off, bug aliens. Yes, that's right. Don't let a bunch of fucking robot bugs from Andromeda take over your dip state government. Cut them off at their telepathic domination. That's right. Take magic mushrooms, psilocybin cabenzas, to stop the invasion of Earth. When they come to read your mind, they'll be reading a state of higher consciousness that does not compute to their bit bug brains. Please help save America. Take some psilocybin mushrooms today. If you sincerely believe this is your religious duty, then First Amendment protections may apply. Because of the connection between the UFO abductee and the hybrid clones that the bug aliens are breeding from the abducting the abductee, when the abductee gets high on psilocybin mushrooms, so do all the clones in this universe and the multiverse. Huge numbers of other telepathic hybrids could be getting high when you get high on mushrooms. You can get more people high this way, more half people, than you can with Siberian Amanita urine. So hurry today and get high on psilocybin mushrooms before the upcoming methane Arctic firestorm crustal adjustment knocks you off your civilization. And a mushroom rave is well within the power of most of my anarchist friends. I don't see anyone else taking up this. And it would be a lot of fun. So I wish that I could declare it illegal for the oinkers to arrest people for taking psychedelics, but under the Fifth Amendment, the court of militia powers only extend in the executive and the judicial areas. I can't make up new laws, but I could interpret that the interference of a mushroom rave designed to protect America from extraterrestrial invasion, the interference with such an event by the police could constitute treason. And in the strictest sense, because these robo-Nazis are basically behind Nazism, and the Nazis, well, some of them never really surrendered from World War II. So this is the last, I guess it's Korean War maybe, was the last war that Congress declared. So if those Nazis and their followers are still in the field, then actions to prevent these Nazi aliens from coming here are constitutionally protected under the Fifth as well as the First, if you consider it a religious obligation. And the oinkers who and the snitches who'd attempt to interfere with militia activity are guilty of treason. In my militia, I only recognize second-degree treason, since I am opposed to capital crimes. But second-degree treason would involve loss of U.S. citizenship. I'll also consider lower degrees the third and fourth degree treason, since people just aren't used to the idea of militia. Militia's power derives from the federal constitution, so they federally preempt all state and local authorities. Well, getting back to tonight's topic, the solar flare, and just a regular one, causes this huge firestorm, and then the earth shifts, and there's a huge flood. There's going to be a whole lot of people dying. So it's important for us to do anything we can to prevent this. And it is preventable by collective action on a global scale. But that is never going to happen without the mushroom raves on a global scale. People's minds are being manipulated telepathically to believe some of the stupidest things you can imagine. A flat earth. That global warming doesn't exist. That capitalism is the best thing there is. Our minds are controlled regularly. And the only antidote that's easy to administer is a psychedelic drug. And now I have confirmation from channeling by good aliens in the direction somewhat toward the galactic center and very close to us. These are also the our nearest neighbors who are the most affected by this pestilence of fucking robot Nazis ripping off our UFO time travel devices and then going and invading their fucking territory. We have a duty to protect our galactic neighbors as well as ourselves from these fascist fucking artificial intelligence, robot hybridizing, black magic practicing scum of the universe. Now here's something that can be a benefit to many people. Inositol, when taken with glycine, creates a very relaxing effect. The glycine is converted into GABA in your brain with the help of the inositol, and you get very sleepy in a natural, organic way because the body is using a precursor amino acid to make the relaxing effect in the amount that you need. This is a very strong effect, so it is not safe to drive or operate heavy machinery when taking inositol and glycine. You could try it yourself with maybe a gram of inositol and 3 grams of glycine before bed. Glycine and inositol are both very sweet, so there is no reason to buy them in capsule or tablet form. You can get them in powder form at a much better price. Just remember that because glycine is an amino acid, you need to take them on an empty stomach or at least without any other proteins, which will interfere with the effect. Other theories on the pole shift would be Charles Hapgood, who felt that it was the ice that caused it, but Einstein did the math and found that that was insufficient. Flemos have some more research. Randall Carlson is looking for impact craters. The trouble with the impact theory is we looked at that for a while, and to do the pole shift part, you need that all those 18 zeros, and that's like a billion ton something hitting us at a billion miles an hour, and you can't go that fast. So then 10 billion at 100 million miles an hour, and that's going to leave some kind of crater. And that's the trouble to a swarm of them, too. You're still not going to get all those zeros lined up. The Suspicious Observers has the solar flare and the tilting towards the center of the galaxy, and that's where I got at least the solar flare, possibly both those. But his theory is that there's a shockwave coming from the center of the galaxy. That might explain 800,000 years ago when the poles completely flipped. But he thinks it's a 13,000-year event, and that doesn't quite explain the 39,000-year cycle that we see in the carbon dioxide record of the obliquity cycle. So what could we do? As I said, collective action by the mass of humanity, and that's a really heavy lift. So we're kind of in a lot of trouble here. So it's kind of an emergency. By the way, that's also a legal defense. If there is no legal alternative, and you didn't create the emergency, and you don't make it any worse, and there's a few other prongs to that legal theory. In any event, we have to do something. We have to do it quickly. Because this event is coming in the mid-30s. And I'll get into the timing on this, which is another woo source, in a future video. This happened 13,000 years ago. And it's around the same time that the Neanderthals died out for the most part, except what survive on in our genes and in areas of the world that are protected from ultraviolet light. That was also another factor that happens when the magnetic fields go down. More radiation from outer space gets in, and the Neanderthals are very sensitive to that, I imagine. So they ended up in places like England, where it's foggy a lot. And this has been the Free Thy Land Show. I guess I have time for a couple more messages and the closing thought. Thanks for listening. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.